It's Wednesday, March 18th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A 17-year-old Nigerian Christian girl, Sadia Amos, who was abducted in January and forced to convert to Islam, was able to escape and has been reunited with her family, reports the Christian Post. Hill City Foundation, a Christian advocacy group, said, quote, "While praying to God for open doors to speed up her freedom, the power of our God went ahead and completed the work all to his glory," end quote. After initially taking a more casual stance toward the significance of the coronavirus, President Trump in recent days has shown a willingness to enact drastic measures, both socially and economically, to help the United States reduce the spread of the coronavirus and minimize the economic impact on businesses and Americans, reports The Blaze. At this point, COVID-19 has infected more than 4,200 Americans and killed at least 74 people. Nearly half of all confirmed cases in the country are concentrated in three particularly hard-hit states, Washington, California, and New York. The president made this announcement yesterday.
We're also announcing a dramatic expansion of our Medicare telehealth services. Medicare patients can now visit any doctor by phone or video conference at no additional cost, including with commonly used services like FaceTime and Skype, a historic breakthrough. By doing this, the patient is not seeing the doctor per se, but they're seeing the doctor, so there's no getting close. We encourage everyone to maximize use of telehealth to limit exposure to the virus.
President Trump also addressed the bipartisan nature of the response as he referenced Andrew Cuomo, the Democratic New York governor, by name.
There's great spirit, tremendous spirit, and I can say that for Republicans and Democrats. I can say that with respect to Governor Cuomo, we had a great talk this morning. We're both doing a really good job. It's going to be very successful. New York has a pretty big problem, I guess would be the number one hotspot.
He also said his administration is working with Congress on an economic stimulus package that could exceed $1 trillion and may include bailouts for travel and hospitality companies and various forms of support or relief for small businesses.
We're giving relief to affected industries and small businesses, and we're ensuring that we emerge from this challenge with the prosperous and growing economy, because that's what's going to happen. It's going to pop. One day we'll be standing possibly up here. We'll say, well, we won. And we're going to say that. And I think we're going to win faster than people think, I hope. We're taking aggressive action now as one nation and one family so that America can rebound stronger.
CNN anchor Dana Bash, a frequent critic of President Trump, offered praise.
If you look at the big picture, this was remarkable from the President of the United States. This is a nonpartisan. This is an important thing to note and to applaud from an American standpoint, from a human standpoint. He is being the kind of leader that people need, at least in tone, that people need and want and yearn for in times of crisis and uncertainty.
In his New York Post column, Steve Mosher, the president of the Population Research Institute, examines the likely origin of the coronavirus. He writes, quote, "Don't buy China's story about a seafood market. The coronavirus may have leaked from a lab," end quote. He goes on to say, quote, "Fact, China has a bioweapons program run out of two labs, the more advanced of which is the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Fact, Chinese agents have stolen dangerous coronaviruses out of North American labs and taken them to their lab. Fact, Chinese virologists working under the People's Liberation Army have genetically engineered at least one coronavirus to make it more infectious, reporting their so-called achievement in the pages of the Journal of Virology. Fact, Chinese biotechnology labs, such as the Wuhan Institute of Virology, have a history of accidentally releasing dangerous pathogens into the surrounding population. Fact, the Chinese coronavirus epidemic began in the city of Wuhan, the city where the Wuhan Institute of Virology is located," end quote. Mosher writes, quote, "These facts led me to conclude that the most likely explanation for the origin of the Chinese coronavirus was the Wuhan Institute of Virology," end quote. Christian apologist Ravi Zacharias, age 73, has been diagnosed with a rare form of bone cancer, reports the Christian Post. In a Facebook post last Thursday, Zacharias said doctors discovered a cancerous tumor of the sacrum, a cancer called sarcoma. Zacharias says, quote, "We are trusting the Lord for his purpose. Please do also pray that God will take away this horrific night pain, which is the most difficult part of waiting," end quote. 3 John 1, verse 2 says, "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well." And finally, last night on St. Patrick's Day, my family and I went to see the movie I Am Patrick here in San Antonio, Texas, starring John Rhys-Davies of Lord of the Rings fame. It will only be in theaters again tonight, and tonight only. Produced by CBN, I Am Patrick is a feature-length docudrama that peels back centuries of legend and myth to tell the true story of St. Patrick through historical reenactments, expert interviews, and Patrick's own writings. Experience his faith journey.
"It was not my grace, but God, that I might come to the Irish nations to preach the gospel."
"The preconception that we've got about St. Patrick is completely wrong. Ireland was a place of barbarians at the end of the world."
"Why would this man put himself in danger among enemies who do not know God?"
"People thought that this mission was crazy, that his efforts to Christianize Ireland were doomed to failure."
Remember, tonight is the second and final day to see I Am Patrick. Click on special links to see the trailer and to get movie tickets near you in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, March 18th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.